Welcome to the Solomon Show. My name is Solomon Buckley. I am the apostolic leader of the Fresh Wind International Mission Space Incorporated. For more information about Fresh Wind International, you can email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. Again, for more information about Fresh Wind International, you can email freshwindinternational@gmail.com.
Thank you for allowing me to have breath, to breathe, eyesight to see, ears to hear, and a mouth to speak. Mm-hmm. Father, I thank you for everything that you've done and what you're doing. For eyes have not seen, nor ears heard. Neither has it entered the hearts of man what you have prepared for those who love you. And Father, I ask you to forgive me if I've hurt anybody along the way, with words or deeds, because I want to be a vessel to be used by you. Teach me thy ways and thy stature that I can walk therein. Bless our pastor here. Bless our first lady. Bless God, y'all, those that are in the household of faith. Right. And bless those, Father God, as they go their way. In Jesus' name I pray. Move me out of place. Move me out of the way. Use me in the way that you would have. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I've been kind of going over this lesson for a while. And if you want to take notes, you're welcome to. If you need some paper, I'll bring it to you.
All right.
But the subject of my sermon today is, what is your hang up?
What is your hang up?
In Matthew, the 5th chapter, verses 43 through and 44, ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. This is Jesus speaking. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. And also in Luke, the 6th chapter and the 28th verse says, bless them that curse you and pray for them which despitefully use you. God always blessed the readers, the hearers, and doers of his precious word.
Right now.
Here we see that God can use us in ways that even we are even when people despise and persecute us. There are many examples in the Bible of men and women that were set up to be used by God.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to give you a few of them, and I'll give you some scriptures to look up when you go home. Jacob was a cheater. Remember how the story of Jacob and Esau and the birthright?
Right. Mm-hmm.
How things all changed around when the mother persuaded Jacob to go in to his dying father and get the blessing. That's the birthright.
Yep.
Always the oldest one always get the blessing from the father before he passes. But Jacob kind of swindled his brothers out of that birthright. Now, Peter had a temper. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane praying for them, he told them to wait here for a while. Pray with me. But when he goes back down, he goes back to them 2 times, and they were about fast asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Then he tells them, just go on, sleep. So when Judas had already betrayed Jesus, he took him, and so he told them, said, the one that I kissed, that's the one. So when Peter saw this, he drew his sword and cut off one of the centurion's ears.
Mm-hmm.
But it was replaced. Jesus had healed.
Yes, he did.
David had an affair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to give you a few of them. David had an affair. He was looking out over he was appointed king.
Mm-hmm.
So he is out on his balcony and he saw this beautiful, beautiful woman out there in the pool taking a bath.
Yeah.
He said, who is this woman?
Mm-hmm.
He knew who he was. That was Uriah's wife.
Mm-hmm.
So he had Uriah. They were going into battle.
Sure did.
So he had Uriah put out on the front line.
Yes.
So that he can be killed.
Mm-hmm.
So that he can have his beautiful wife.
Mm-hmm.
He had an affair. But you know, when you have affairs like that, it don't always work out. He's not in favor of adultery, fornication. He's not in favor of that.
Not in favor of it.
So, and you can find that in 2 Samuel chapter 11.
Mm-hmm.
Noah got drunk.
Mm-hmm.
After Noah had built this ark and he had got out of the water, came down, mm-hmm. and the boat began to blow so that he had a few drinks. Mm-hmm. And he was drunk. His younger son saw him and he began to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
But his two other sons took a cloth and moved backwards mm-hmm. and covered their daddy's nakedness.
Mm-hmm.
So even in your drunkenness, there's people that will take care of you.
Yes, yes.
You can find that in Genesis 9,
mm-hmm.
verses 20 to 24.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Jonah, he ran from God.
Yes.
He went to Nineveh,
mm-hmm.
on a ship, sailing the different way where God told him to go.
Mm-hmm.
And there became a great storm. And that storm was very treacherous.
Yes, yes.
The boat almost sank. So they goes to Jonah and said, "What is this? What have you done against God that this storm has come upon us?" So here he is trying to convince them that I have not done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So after a while, they threw him overboard.
Yes, they did.
They threw him overboard. He didn't get out of the ship on his own. They threw him out.
Yes, they did.
And he was swallowed by a great ship.
Yes,
fish.
Yes, yes.
Okay? And you can find that in Jonah 1, verses 12 through 17. And Paul was a murderer.
Mm-hmm.
He was going from town to town, killing those one that was possessing, confessing that Jesus was Christ.
Yes, yes.
Preaching the gospel of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
But on the road to Damascus,
on the road,
what happened to him?
Come on now.
Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit spoke.
Uh-huh.
Not the animal.
Yes.
And the animal said, "Don't you see that angel standing there?"
Yes, yes.
He said, get up. You know how you whip your animal to make a move. No, there's a giant angel standing.
Yes, yes.
And I'm not moving. But Paul, his name was Saul at the time, was smitten with blindness.
Mm-hmm.
And he was taken to the house where he was prayed for. And when he went in there, he said, this man here has been persecuting the Jews and persecuting the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have anything to do with it. But God said, you do what I say do. And when we are being obedient to the Lord, the Lord moves. Saul stayed there for 3 days with no sight.
Mm-hmm.
But when he came to, he became one of the greatest missionaries God has put.
Yes,
he wrote most of the epistles.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that God can use anybody, even these murderers, these cheaters. I'm going to just give you one more.
That's right.
Which one? Mary Magdalene.
Mm-hmm.
She was possessed with 7 demons. And Christ cast those demons out.
Mm-hmm.
And she became one of the greatest women followed him. She was among the disciples.
Yes.
A lot of people have a lot of things to say about Mary Magdalene. But she was she went around with the 12 and with Jesus and with the other women. They didn't give me the names of all the other women that were there, but except another Mary. Mm-hmm. But Mary Magdalene became a great follower of Jesus.
Yes.
She did things for him and to take care of him. So it's just like an armor bearer. You know, like an armor bearer is the one that makes sure you're taken care of. Make sure that you have your food, your water, and all that. That's what an armor bearer does. Here this woman had all these 7 demons, but yet she served the Lord. She made up in her mind that this is what I'm going to do. Then you can find that in Mark 16 and also in Luke 8. If God, what is your hang up? What is stopping you from serving the Lord? What is stopping you from doing what God told you to do?
Right.
If God has spoken to you and told you to do something, be about your Father's business. Because nobody can do it like you can.
Right.
Because God gave it to you. He didn't give it to me. I can't walk in your shoes. I can't wear the clothes that you wear. I can't talk the way you talk.
All right.
I can't sing the way you sing.
Uh-huh.
But God give me a talent, I have to walk there.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what I have to do.
That's right.
If he can use any of these, all these that I talked about, if he can use a murderer, he can use a cheater, He can use a, what else did I say? Okay. Oh, I'm going to give you one more. Gideon was insecure. Mm-hmm. Gideon, the Lord told him to go down and fight. He said, so he took all these men with him. But they weren't qualified. Right. But see, what who God calls, he qualifies.
That's right.
And who he qualifies, he justifies.
That's it.
And who he justifies, he glorifies. So God can do anything but fail. So what is up your hang up? What is God telling you to do that you won't do? If he can use in any of these, he can surely use me or you. And we are, if you are willing to repent and yield yourself to the calling. Jesus was crucified for our sins.
Yes, he was.
He had no sin. Pilate, they found no fault in him. He was taken. He was whipped. He had a crown of thorns put on his head. But yet, he had no sin. Jesus came that we would have life and have that life more abundantly. What is your hang-up?
What is your hang-up?
God can use you if you agree with him.
Yes.
Seek his calling. What he wants you to do in your life.
All right.
And let God do the rest.
Amen.
May God bless you. And may God keep you, is my prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.